Max 97.7. We are the big hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. My name is Rob Batice. I am joined on the phone now. If I can make this thing work. Are you there, sir?
I am here.
We have Brian Smith, of course, the mayor of Wasaga Beach. He's on the line with us. We got a number of things here to talk about, Brian. Let's talk, I guess, first about the Breaking the Ice Festival. It was pretty popular from what I understand.
It was a very popular event, a great event, 97 to 100% sold out, and many different things happening in our community, and was an amazing boost for our local businesses, and just a great time to celebrate our 50th anniversary and the opening of our new TCAL.
Nice. And it says here the attendance for those shows, of course, Burton Cummings and the Blue Rodeo, were, I guess, about half of them were from out of town, which is exactly the plan, correct?
Absolutely. That was a big part of the plan, not only to have great entertainment for our locals to celebrate, but to bring people to our community in a time of year we normally don't see a lot of people coming. So, as they say, it was a great influx and a good for business and good for our community.
Now, this is kind of a side question. I heard a lot of people comment on the sound. It was actually sounded pretty good for being in an arena. So was that part of the design to have concerts there?
Well, it was part of the design to have different events there for certain, and certainly with the one wall being already prepared with a sound attenuation, that helped, and the draping helped as well. But the sound quality was pretty darn good, as you say, and we'll work on improving that and making it even better for future events.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what kind of rock and roll we can bring to town next.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun time, and it's going to be a lot of excitement determining what groups or what individuals we'll bring forward.
That's awesome. You got some high school updates here as well?
Yeah, we do. It's good news for Wasaga Beach, or at least we're hoping once Minister Lecce and his ministry make a decision the end of March into April. You know, we've got two proposals submitted to the Ministry of Education, I should say, for a high school in Wasaga Beach, which is great news for us and our students. The Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board has made a new high school for Wasaga Beach one of their top priorities. It has us at number two, and you know, that's very exciting for us. And then, of course, the Simcoe County District School Board, the public board, has also submitted a request for a high school in Wasaga Beach, and we're ranked number 12 in those capital priority lists. And so what does this mean for Wasaga Beach? There's no bad in this at all. This is all positive, good news story that, you know, hopefully we're going to have one high school starting very soon and a second one in the coming years, which is all good things for our kids. There's no negative in this. And the town of Wasaga Beach will do everything in our power to work with both of these boards to make sure that the ministry understands the need. And I'm confident that Mr. Lecce will understand that and does understand that through our conversations. And we'll see a school getting started very shortly for the high school students in Wasaga Beach.
Now, I guess that's a question I'm going to throw at you again. You were not expecting this, but best case scenario, everybody says yes, it's all approved. When would this open to students? It would be 3-4 years down the road still?
Yeah, so the Catholic Board, I believe, if everything is approved in March or in April here, we'll hopefully see those doors opening in 26-27, September 27, hopefully at the latest. And as I said, the Public Board has us on there. They've said 2030. But Trustee Foley has indicated recently that 2028 for a school of about 1,145 students. So that's even sooner than we expected. We're thrilled to hear that. And, you know, as I say, this is all positive for the kids in Wasaga Beach.
No, that's awesome news. We're quickly running out of time here, Brian. You got the naming rights for the new rinks. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a very positive thing as well. As you know, when this council was elected, we heard loud and clear from our citizens that they wanted to keep the name of the Wasaga Stars Arena just at the Wasaga Stars Arena. And so we reached out to the Cortolucci family and Zancor Homes and explained what the people wanted. And they were so gracious and said, you know what, we understand completely. And, you know, they backed away from that $1 million donation. But since then, we've been able to sit down with Zancor and, you know, come up with another plan for them to still do a very significant sponsorship in our arena. And that's the two Olympic-sized ice pads will now be named after Zancor. And they've given us a check for $400,000. So thank you to Zancor Homes and the Cortolucci family for being such great corporate citizens and partners of the town. And you know, what's important to note here is that this is a family that understands you know, the dynamics of communities and how important history is, and they've been great about this. So we're proud that they're our partners again, and the taxpayers of Wasaga Beach are $400,000 to the good because of their kind, generous support.
That is fantastic news. All good news here. Zancor Homes will be the sponsors of the ice pads themselves, but it will still be called the Wasaga Stars Arena, correct?
Absolutely.
Excellent, sir. Appreciate you calling in for a regular monthly chat on the air and on the phone. We'll look forward to talking to you next month.
My pleasure as always. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.